This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
For more information, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Bazooka Joe Biden. Just days ago, we said AR-15 owners would be better off buying rocket launchers and fighter jets instead of owning modern sporting rifles. He decided to release his new gun control plan. And it's worth noting here that he released his plan just one day before the other Democratic candidates were scheduled to promote their various gun control notions in front of an approving audience on the national stage that was being sponsored by the gun control groups Giffords and March for Our Lives. The other big takeaway from this is that none of this actually addresses crime, but targets law-abiding gun owners instead. So let's take it topic by topic, shall we? The AR-15, he wants to reinstate the assault weapons ban, but he wants to take it a step further. He doesn't want a confiscation. No, he just wants a national voluntary buyback. And if you don't want to use your tax dollars to fund a buyback for a firearm for which you've already paid and paid taxes on, he's got a plan for that, too. He'll just need you to register it under the authority of the NFA, the National Firearms Act. You'll just need to submit fingerprints and registration with the ATF and pay the tax stamp fee. It's simple, just like the way automatic firearms and short-barreled rifles and suppressors are regulated now. Never mind, the paperwork takes an average of 9 months with a tiny office staff at ATF. And Biden says he'll do this since NFA-regulated items are rarely used in crimes. But just this week, just the week after he put that one out, the Uniform Crime Report came out and found out that more people beat people up and kill them with hands and feet or knives. He also wants to ban new personal defense weapons, and he wants you to ban your magazines. He will let you keep your rifle, but he won't let you choose to buy a new one. He wants to reinstate that. So no new ones. And say goodbye to the standard capacity magazine. That would go to because Biden believes gun owners have to love ducks more than kids. And then he makes some this is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Federal law prevents hunters from hunting migratory game birds with more than 3 shells in their shotguns. That means our federal law does more to protect ducks than children. Duck hunting is hunting. And self-defense is self-defense. And it also indicates that the value of a gun owner's life in the Biden campaign view is just 3 rounds. Purchasing power. His idea of respect for Second Amendment rights is to curb it, as in the federal one-gun-a-month policy. And that's not always. Calling for the so-called universal background check to be enforced and closing the so-called Charleston loophole, which he voted for. He was part of that. When that was put in place, he was in the Senate. So the 3-day wait, they want to extend waiting periods to buy a gun to 10 business days. And given weekends, see, the 3-day wait is only there if you don't pass the background check instantly. That's what we were told we were getting, instant background check. So you know, if you take the weekends into effect, that denies a law-abiding American the right to possess a firearm for more than 2 weeks. So tens of millions of checks are completed annually with 91% immediately resolved. Just 9% are delayed, and of that 9%, 88% are resolved in 3 days, and 94% are resolved in 10. Just 2% of those going to delayed status are unresolved. He also wants to cut guns. They've already done this. I mean, they've done this once. They did it to veterans. They've done it to people in Social Security. They want to do it again. They want to cut gun rights to those who require a fiduciary or someone to help manage their financial affairs. Trump ended that, and Biden wants it back. And then he wants to take it all offline. He wants to end online sales of firearms, ammunition, and build kits. Ignores that all firearms listed for sale online must be completed with a face-to-face background check at a federal regulated firearms license dealer. Ordering ammunition on the web would be a thing of the past, which, you know, severely interrupts interstate commerce. So, he also wants state gun licenses. He knows the federal government can't require a license to exercise the right to keep and bear arms, but that's not keeping him from throwing money at the states to do it for him. He'd push a plan to have states require individuals to obtain a license prior to purchasing a gun. And absent from this idea are the standards, fees, and regulations that would go along with it. How much is that going to cost? That becomes a racist thing and a class warfare thing. Gun trafficking. He wants us to believe that he's serious about the illegal trafficking of firearms, but he was the vice president during Operation Fast and Furious when we let 2,000 guns go across the Mexican border. They later turned up at thousands of murder scenes, including that of two federal agents, and he now wants us to trust him. He wants to mandate all future gun sales are equipped with so-called smart gun technology. Why don't we just mandate that we're going to have warp speed? Why don't we just mandate that we're going to have teleporter beams? Why don't we do that? Because it's the same thing. The reason we don't have smart gun technology is because it's unreliable. It's not mature. During the Obama administration, they pushed for it, and his Justice Department found the technology unreliable, and it's still considered to be technologically unfeasible. He claims the firearm industry is blocking it. No, they're not. The firearms industry would jump at the chance to have smart guns. The problem is nobody wants them. There's nobody saying, I want a smart gun. Now, the NSSF does oppose the mandate, but it's false that anybody opposes the technology. If the customers wanted it, the manufacturers would make it happen. The truth is that gun owners don't want a point of failure introduced into a gun. That, you know, is my smart ring on close enough? Is my watch on close enough? Can my stuff be hacked? Does this have Wi-Fi? I mean, what am I getting for this? Finally, he wants to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which prevents individuals from seeking liability from firearms manufacturers for the illegal and criminal acts of individuals. Which, that would change a whole bunch of stuff here in the United States. I could see Ford would start getting sued by people that were hurt in drunk driving accidents. That would be a bad, see the blame belongs not with the gun or the manufacturer, but with the guy with the jack wagon that does it. Yeah. Not any other way. This is, Biden is the same guy who stood on a national debate stage and said, our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA, the gun manufacturers. He decided to target a lawful and heavily regulated industry that supports 312,000 jobs, earning $15.7 billion in wages, and has a total economic impact of over $52 billion. The firearms industry is a big economic contributor, and they pay more than $6.8 billion in total taxes in 2019. They will pay that much. And, for 312,000 employees, that's a pretty big chunk. And, of course, they are regulated to their teeth, so I don't see how the gun industry is the enemy here. I think the enemy is everybody who wants to change everything that is a right. Yeah, that's probably what it is. That's the problem. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Compromise. If you are a gun carrier, in a lot of instances, you're going to compromise. That is the nature of the handguns that are carried, concealed by millions of Americans every day. Do you sacrifice concealability to carry a larger gun in a major chambering, or do you sacrifice energy and go down to a smaller round? Shot placement is the most crucial factor in small 380 ACPs, like the Glock 42 or the Ruger LCP, deliver great concealability. But, you know, the 380 is not nearly as effective in terms of stopping power as a 9mm or 45. And another issue with small guns is their shootability, which is why, for people that want to go and enter Dan's Hive Technologies thing, this takes some of these tiny guns and makes them better shooters, more shootable. And that's why a parts company like that appeals to me. So shootability is a good thing. But a small, thin, light polymer frame 45 or 9mm for that matter, while it's delightful to carry, it's going to seem sort of masochistic beyond the first magazine or so when you're training with it. I can't tell you how many people I've seen try to take a class with the little, what do they call it, the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 380 pistol or the 642 38 Special, the 5-shot 38 Special. Small guns that hold together, but, I mean, they're pounding you because there's not a whole lot to hold on to. One of the other compromises made is barrel length. So, yes, a 2/3-quarters barrel is generally much easier to conceal than one that measures 5 inches. And while there are velocity losses with shorter barrels, what stubby pistols and revolvers really deprive you of is sight radius. And we'll get to that one in a minute. But what if you could have your cake and eat it too? And what I'm talking about here is adequate defensive stopping power, meaning 9mm or above, with a magazine capacity of at least 10 rounds. This is my criteria. Right now, unfortunately, well, that's not true. That's not true. The smallest gun that does that in a standard configuration today is the Sig Sauer P365. That's the smallest gun that does it. There are other guns that do it, but then we're getting into the most shootable of all the small guns out there is the CZ P10S. Without a doubt. But this one is shootable as well, but it's sort of it's in the micro compact class. And while it's not as pleasant as a full-size gun, it is becoming the next big thing. Then you get into other things, like while most of us know a gunfight's going to be at close range, there are other circumstances that arise where you need to be able to hit a 6-inch plate consistently at 25 yards. I mean, Steve Fisher proved that to me. Good sights are a must in this kind of situation, and the nubs on most of today's carrying guns are not up to the task. And this is where the continuing trend of pistols with the small red dot sights come into play. Even as carry guns of adequate power used to be considered larger, so did red dot sights. They used to be big scopes many years ago. But now, you can, the sights by Trijicant, Delta Point, or excuse me, Leupold, the Delta Point, the everything by Holosun, Aim Point, all these other people. EOTech, everybody's got a reflex sight, a little optic to go on top of it. Even, let's see, who am I thinking? I don't think I've covered them all, but that just tells you how many of them are out there. But red dots are becoming an accepted thing. To that end, the smallest gun I know of that comes optics ready is once again the CZP-10S. You can get that optics ready, and you get the plate to go with it, and put a delta point on it. It worked good for me with the full-size gun. In the old days, the sights were just these big gargantuan tubes, and you had a compensated pistol that weighed almost as much as an M1 carbine. So it wasn't really something you could carry concealed. Red dot sights have gotten smaller, and Springfield's come out with a new micro-compact Hellcat pistol, and they used an optic on that. And for $30 extra, you can get a Hellcat with a slide cut to accept a red dot. And that's a smaller gun. And it was tested at 25 yards with a shield red dot. So, you know, back in the days when mobile phones came out, you had to carry the mobile phones on your shoulder in a bag. It looked like, it looked like you were going to school with a really uniform box, but it had a phone in the top of it. Then they started to shrink down a little bit. Then one day we got to a phone that was about the size of a, I remember when I saw it the first time in a law office, it was gargantuan. It looked like an army handset from World War II. But it was a phone. And then that got smaller, and now we have the phones that we have today. So just as these things are smaller today, that used to, you know, the stuff you used to have to hardwire into your truck, effective defensive handguns that give you the ability to hit at greater distance, they're getting smaller. It'll be interesting to see where the trend goes. I still prefer a full-size pistol because I really like capacity. I really like capacity. As much as I like the STI Staccato C, the Staccato P will carry in the same holster. And I'm trading 8 rounds versus 20. Which way should I go? Let me think. So that is I was just thinking about this. The compromise of carrying guns is, one, most people don't like to carry them because they're uncomfortable. So people go to the smallest thing they can and carry comfortably. And holster companies are DeSantis makes some very good concealed carry holsters. But the guns will continue to get smaller. I'm sort of thinking about looking at the SIG. We'll see. We'll see. I just don't know what to do on that one. I don't know how I feel about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are releasing the text of a resolution involving the next steps in the impeachment inquiry
into President Trump. The House is expected to vote on the resolution Thursday. It formally authorizes public hearings and the transmission of witness depositions to the House Judiciary Committee. Vote or no vote, Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise says,
Pelosi needs to declare a mistrial. This has been a tainted process from the start. What happened today confirms, even worse, just how poorly Adam Schiff is handling this process and denying the ability for Republicans to even ask basic questions.
The Defense Department is awarding a $34 billion contract to Lockheed Martin to build nearly 500 F-35 fighter jets. The planes are to be built in Fort Worth, Texas, and come in three different versions, one for the Navy, Marines, and Air Force. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. For more information, go to Aero Precision USA. .com. Somebody sent me something. If you're mystified by things that leftists say and do, welcome to my world. Sit down, brothers and sisters. What they say and what they do begins with what they think, and they don't think like you and I do. Their thinking makes as little sense as what they say and do. For example, liberal politicians can lie to your face, and then, even when they know that you've caught them in a lie, they don't have any shame about that. If you challenge them, they will astonishingly either repeat the same lie or tell a different one, and all without blinking an eye. Witness Elizabeth Warren with her repeated fabrications, one of the latest of which is that she was fired for getting pregnant, probably a lie, provably a lie, and yet she tenaciously repeats it without shame. When you and I speak, we try to have a reference point at the truth. And when they speak, their reference point is their political or personal self-interest, because truth is actually their enemy. It exposes their corruption. When they speak, their intent is to deceive, to mislead, to conceal. How do you reason with this kind of person? They say they hate violence while physically and publicly beating those who disagree with them. Then they justify their violence by calling it free speech, while calling your speech violence. They call good evil, and evil is good. Up is down in their vocabulary. They speak a language that only they understand. And the only way to learn their language is to become as depraved as they are. And I must confess, I don't listen to them. Is this a sign that I've closed my mind? Well, no. It's because I don't waste time speaking to people who fail the Turing test, which detects whether a speaker is a human or a robot. When I must interact with leftists in conversation, I've learned never to try to persuade them. Why does it need persuasion to convince someone that killing a newborn baby is wrong? What kind of mind could possibly think that that gruesome act is ever justified? No rational mind can do that. When the infamous Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann was captured by Israeli agents in 1960, it was reported that his captors had attempted to elicit some sign of remorse from him. One of the agents had remarked to Eichmann that his uncle had been murdered in a death camp by Eichmann's minions. Eichmann reportedly responded, "But your uncle, he was a Jew." And he seemed unable to recognize the quality of humanity in others. His defense that he'd been ordered by his superiors to murder innocent people was to him perfectly reasonable. When he went to the death chamber, he was probably still convinced of his own innocence. Today's Nazis are people who call themselves anti-fascists. They employ Nazi brown shirt tactics to brutalize and silence ordinary Americans and seem never to recognize the obvious fact that they're not anti-fascists. They are, in fact, fascists. We've seen the spectacle of the NBA, the National Basketball Association, which was outrageous. Some Americans define sexual identities according to biological reality. They also object to Americans who voice opposition to the brutality of the Chinese government in Hong Kong. Apparently, we're doing too much free speech in here. We see technology corporations refuse to assist American law enforcement in the fight against terrorists here in the U.S., while at the same time they provide software assistance to China to hunt down and punish, sometimes by death, Chinese dissidents who seek freedom. Leftist technology producers assure us they do no evil. But when you confront them by the dichotomy of their words and actions, they keep right on talking around the questions without ever answering. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden openly boasted of extorting the Ukrainian government to fire one of its prosecutors, while at the same time his party accuses Trump of improperly influencing the Ukrainian government to look into Biden's crimes. One of their most common tactics is to accuse Republicans of the exact misdeed they've done themselves. Classic projection. And there's no end to this. It is totally futile to expect the leftist news media to cover stories that expose the corruption of Democrats. They're too busy fabricating lies about imaginary offenses by Trump. Leftist news media accuse Fox News of bias, while at the same time they openly state their purpose is to propagandize for the left. No, that's not what they call it. They call it advocacy journalism. I'm sorry. And it's been accurately said that when you argue with a fool, you get two fools. If you have to speak to one in a political conversation, state your case briefly and then walk away. And beyond that, it is pointless to try to persuade them. Show them some actions. And show these actions at the ballot box. They've already seen this one time. They can't believe it happened that way. They think, surely to God, the lies could have worked. So now they're telling the lies again. They're telling the lies about the economy. They're telling the lies about, stuff that happened in Obama's time. They're saying that Trump did it. And it's a very transparent, it's a very easy thing to do. Critical thinkers are, there are more and more critical thinkers springing up. You're looking at the presidential, if you look as an example, at the presidential approval ratings, he's approved higher than the one in this time in his presidency. He's got a robust economy. He's proved to both sides of the aisle that you don't, it doesn't take years and years and years and years and years to get things done. And he completely changed everything. And unless America wants to go back to the old way of not doing things, which is what it boils down to, we had a way of not doing things. The only way to move the chains politically now is for one party to be in charge of everything. And that sort of makes a lot of people nervous. I don't know why it would make people nervous if the Republicans get a hold of it, because they don't really do much of nothing. But, you know, that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. I'm only going to speak for myself. One of the things that I didn't want to see happen here in the United States was I didn't want to see combat here in the United States. And I didn't, you know, I was young and I was impressionable. And when I joined the military, it was my, I wanted to do my part to keep the things that happen over there from happening over here. And now that I've done my time and I've been out and I've been over here, and I'm almost certain most of the volunteer force maybe feels the same way. There's probably other things that go into that, but you get my drift. The thing is that we may see it here anyway, and it won't be because somebody came over here and started it. It'll be because it happened here internally. So I don't want to see violence here in these United States, because if we do, then a bunch of us are probably going to go hyper-violent. We don't want to. I don't want to. But they're not going to be prepared for what comes. They're not going to be prepared for what they see. They have no idea. Let's do it at the ballot box. Let's do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I just saw this, and I am flabbergasted at it. Yesterday, I just saw this. Did you guys hear about this? Yesterday, a Texas jury ruled that Jeffrey Younger, the father of 7-year-old boy James Younger, could not legally prevent the boy's mother and his ex-wife, Dr. Ann Gorgulis, from giving the biological male puberty blockers and cross X hormones in order to chemically castrate the son, when Gorgulis insists he is a boy because of his fondness for the Disney princess movie Frozen. Coming from LifeSite News. With a consensus of 11 of the 12 jurors, the jury decided not to grant Mr. Younger sole managing conservatorship over his two twin boys. They voted that the current joint managing conservatorship should be replaced by a sole managing conservatorship, but that Mr. Younger should not be that person. Judge Kim Cooks will read her ruling on possession, child support, and Dr. Gorgulis' other regress at 1:30 Central Standard Time on tomorrow. Mr. Younger and Dr. Gorgulis were in court last week fighting over custody and decision-making abilities for James and his twin Jude. Mr. Younger argues his ex-wife is transitioning James against the boy's will. Dr. Gorgulis, who brought the lawsuit, was asking Mr. Younger's possession schedule to be altered to decrease overnight stays and to force his visits with the boys to be supervised. Dr. Gorgulis brought the original modification suit to the court and did not request a jury trial. Mr. Younger and his counterpetition asked for a jury trial. Since Mr. Younger requested the jury trial, the jury ruled on his specific request for sole managing conservatorship, and the judge ruled on all other aspects of the petition as brought by Dr. Gorgulis.
She was also asking that he be forbidden from calling his son James, his given and legal name, and that he be prohibited from bringing James around people who do not affirm James as a girl. On Tuesday, hashtag Protect James Younger started trending on Twitter. As Hot Air's Jazz Shaw pointed out, this court case will most likely require intervention by a higher court to be stopped. But the larger point that this was ever allowed should indicate that society has seriously fallen down the rabbit hole. You think? On a website created by the father, Jeffrey Younger makes his case for why James clearly does not think he's a female. I'm looking out for the best interests of James, my son. When James is with me, he shows no signs of wanting to be a girl when given the choice. When he's in female company away from he rejects a female gender expression. And this suggests the diagnosis of gender dysphoria should be reviewed by an independent psychologist. James has never had an independent second opinion. Medical and social intervention should be suspended until James' father can get a good second opinion. James is unaware of long-term consequences of transitioning gender. He has expressed an interest in having children. If subjected to medical interventions, he will be permanently sterilized. James would never be able to have children. Help me save James, Jeff Younger, father of two sons, James and Jude. Yeah, we're going down the rabbit hole on that one. Yeah. So back to our originally scheduled program. When I'm trying to check something here before I present it to you, I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to look for a couple of sources for it, and I'm going to look for certain things in it, certain key, especially names. Names are a great thing. And, well, the fake stream media, for some reason, they don't live by that rule. I don't know why. Because right now, if they're not dead, they're certainly on life support. Because they were knocked on their collective butt by an 84-year-old stolen valor fraud who flim-flammed even Fox News with her tales of wartime heroics, faux medals, and a handful of push-ups. And we are talking about Margaret DeSanti, a self-proclaimed retired lieutenant colonel, or sometimes captain army nurse, is a known phony Vietnam vet who was first exposed as such 5 years ago by something called TAH, This Ain't Hell, one of the military blogs that long ago took on the mission of guarding the veterans community from those who falsely claim honorable service. I've never gotten that. I know people that have done it. Right? I've never gotten it. There's nothing romantic about having been in the military. The military is a, you know, in peacetime, it's a remarkably normal job. We did some things in training that, you know, you wouldn't normally do. Jumping out of planes, rappelling out of helicopters, confidence courses, that kind of thing. But overall, it's a job. In combat, it gets a little more intense. Maggie, as she calls herself, isn't some harmless little old granny telling gullible reporters about with impossible tales of daring do. She's now, thanks to her latest exploits, a potential felon. You can take this too far. As so many of the stolen valor frauds do, when not conclusively stopped in their pursuit, Maggie kept rocking her life bigger and bigger until all the venues until finally she attained her 15 minutes of fame. Fame she probably wishes she could take now. Take it back. Fox 10 Phoenix aired a video made by Honor Flight Arizona showing constant self-promoter DeSanti challenging a TSA agent to do a push-up. Have a contest prior to boarding an honor flight to Washington, D.C. is, you know, one of the many programs. It was this bit of a daring do that brought her national fame and soon after her latest unwanted exposure. I've also met women like Maggie. Maggie's a widow of a career Air Force Master Sergeant. She's created a jumbled mess of mythical military career. I had a woman tell me one time that she was a veteran. And I approached her, and we were going to train with her group. And some of the things she kept telling me, were just strange. Because, she was supposed to be in the Army. And then I saw the stuff they were doing, and I saw how she was showing how to counter an ambush. Except nobody teaches that in the military. And then I questioned her at length, and I found out that it was her husband who actually had a military, her ex-husband, and she was claiming it because she was a dependent, and she supported him the whole time he was in the military. Now, she didn't go to this to the links of this. She's awarded herself ribbons and medals for chronologically impossible service in campaigns from World War II to Desert Storm. She claims to have earned the Army Senior Parachutist Badge, which I was in the Army for 7 years. I never met one of those guys because they require extended service in a parachute unit accompanied by specialized training. She also was a pilot, a command pilot in the Air Force, and that required years of service and thousands of hours of rated pilot time. She claimed to be an Army nurse in Vietnam, where she flew into combat on helicopters and rappelled into the jungle to save wounded soldiers. That's totally laughable, because that's where we got the whole idea of the PJs and the rescue guys, you know? Nurses did not go outside the perimeter wire, and the only troops rappelling into the jungle were the LERPs and the special operators. Maggie claims that the nurses rode into combat aboard the helicopters in teams of four, which, even on today's modern Blackhawk, the PJs only take two, because that way they can get two or three wounded out. You can't do it with four of them. And she's truly left her stolen valor exploits exposed, is in taking the honor flight to Washington, D.C., and that meant she deprived some real veteran of a seat, and not just a seat, but a hotel room as well, and the necessary meals and ground transportation, all funded by donations. And when she accepted that, she committed multiple violations of the Federal Stolen Valor Act of 2013. She also previously claimed publicly that she was a recipient of the Silver Star, the third highest valor award, a violation of the act separate from her accepting gratuities under fraudulent pretenses. At the very least, a federal judge should make her cease and desist. And then he should sentence her to the year called for under law. And she should be made to pay restitution. All of that should be made crystal clear. And if it isn't, then she should just be put in jail. Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.